She's considering using a power that she has under statute to seek a clarification on certain points of law that arise from a case. And in this case, she's using that power to refer the King's North case to the Court of Appeal. Now, even though the Greenpeace protesters were acquitted by the jury after the trial, she's referring the case so that the Court of Appeal can consider whether the law should be changed, so that in future, protesters in similar circumstances won't be able to be acquitted by juries.
What's the motivation for this move?
It's difficult to say, but it seems that prosecuting authorities were fairly angry by the outcome of the King's North trial. It wasn't disputed that the Greenpeace protesters had invaded King's North Power Station in Kent, caused damage estimated at about £30,000 by trying to paint Gordon Binnett down the side of the chimney. But they were acquitted because they persuaded the jury that even though they caused damage to the power station, they were trying to protect much more serious damage that would be caused by global warming. Now, the prosecuting authorities apparently don't think that's a legitimate excuse for criminal damage. But because the protesters gave such compelling evidence and they had experts appearing in the trial, including one of the world's leading climate change scientists and Zach Goldsmith, who's a very well-known ecologist, and they even had a leader of an Inuit community in Greenland who gave evidence about how his communities were disappearing under rising sea levels. So because they essentially put global warming on trial before this jury, the jury were able to express their convergence with those arguments by acquitting them. And that's what the prosecuting authorities presumably are trying to avoid happening in future. They want to restrict the ability of juries to express political views by acquitting protesters.
But many people, including the jury, see these protests as legitimate. I mean, couldn't the Attorney General be accused of undermining the authority of the jury and attempting to curtail legitimate protest?
Well, I think that's a very serious issue. And what the defendants in that case are now saying is that they had their case tried by a jury who are supposed to be representative of men and women of this country. That's the whole concept of a jury system. And for the government to now try to ask the Court of Appeal to rule in a way that would interfere with that decision is arguably verging on interfering with the jury process. There's also a further question, which is the fact that the Attorney General, who's making this reference, has quite a precarious constitutional position anyway, because she is the independent supervisor of the prosecuting authorities. And in that capacity, she's made this reference to the Court of Appeal, or she hasn't made it yet, but she's considering making it. But she's also a cabinet member, and the cabinet is very divided over the issue of coal-fired power stations. And it's also arguable that this is the kind of issue that raises questions about how the Attorney General can be independent when she's part of a cabinet which is so divided over this political issue at the moment.